Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 12 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is God is in Control. David Jeremiah once said, "The antidote to fear is faith, and faith gives us hope in the midst of whatever we face." The text for today is 2 Timothy 1:7. "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Faith and fear constantly battle against one another. Both are based on our future. Fear robs us of faith, while faith empowers us to overcome our fears. Since fear is the greatest hindrance to our faith, fear is also our greatest barrier to hope. David Jeremiah expounds on these truths through his comments on 2 Timothy 1:7. He explains how God is the answer to all of our fears so we can live with greater hope. May his words give you great wisdom to apply to your life today. When Paul, the apostle, was giving counsel to Timothy, his young protege, he knew Timothy was afraid of something, probably his assignment to lead the large church in Ephesus. Timothy was raised in a small town in Asia Minor, and Ephesus was the big city. Paul himself had spent 3 years in Ephesus, building up the church there. It was led by a strong group of elders, yet false teachers were causing trouble, and Timothy was supposed to go in and be the leader of the whole thing. What young pastor wouldn't have felt fear at that prospect? So, what did Paul tell Timothy? "Your fear is not from God. What comes from God are power, love, and a stable mental attitude," 2 Timothy 1:7 paraphrased. Paul knew that when we get God's perspective on the source of our fear, we can set aside what is not from Him and embrace what is. In all my years of following Christ, studying the Bible, and pastoring well-intentioned Christians, I have yet to find a fear for which God does not have an answer. And the reason is simple. God Himself is the answer to all of our fears. Think about it. Fear is almost always based on the future. Whether the future is just a minute from now, you're waiting on a doctor's diagnosis, or 5 years from now, you worry about having enough money for retirement, fear's home office is the future. But what is the future to God? To Him, the future is now. We live inside time while God, who made it, lives outside of it. We know relatively little about the future while God knows everything about it. All the events in our lives will occur in two time frames, past and future. The present is a continuously fleeing infinitesimal moment that becomes past even before we can define it. God, on the other hand, has only one frame of reference, the eternal now, in which He sees and knows everything, including the future. That's why God is the answer to all of our fears. If God is good and loving, and He is, and if God is all-powerful, and He is, and if God has a purpose and a plan that includes His children, and He does, and if we are His children, as I hope you are, then there is no reason to fear and every reason to hope, for God is in control of everything. I know that's good theology, and you probably believe it, but you still have fears and apprehensions and a hollow place in the pit of your stomach, either sometimes or all the time. It's one thing to know something with the mind and another to believe it with the heart. How do you help a little child face her fear of the darkness? First, you appeal to the mind. You turn on the light, you show her there's nothing scary in the room, and then you help her attune her heart to what her mind has accepted. This is the process of faith for all of us. We accept that God is in control, and on that basis, we shift our burdens to His perfect shoulders. But what about our shaky future? Pessimism doesn't work because it's another form of mental enslavement. Optimism may have no basis in reality. The one way to walk with hope and confidence into an unknown future is to stake everything on the power, goodness and faithfulness of God. To understand why God is the answer to all our fears, we must understand what the Bible says about fear. And it says a lot. It tells us more than 300 times not to fear. Fear not is the most frequently repeated command. The word afraid occurs more than 200 times, and fear more than 400. And lest you think our Bible heroes were fearless, more than 200 individuals in Scripture are said to have been afraid. And not all these were the bad guys. Many were the main characters: David, Paul, Timothy, and others. Biblical heroes were regular people who had to learn the same things you and I have to learn: to drive out fear by increasing their knowledge of God, to shift their focus from their present fear to their eternal hope, to replace what they didn't know about the future with what they did know about Him. They had to put away childish things, being afraid of everything, and grow up in their faith and understanding. I know that was a lot of outside discussion quoted from Dr. David Jeremiah. However, sometimes it is impossible to say it better than it's already been said. May God grant you more faith in Him and less fear about your future as you live with the confidence that God is in control. Here are some questions for you to consider today. How can knowing that God is outside of time and already knows the future help you combat the attacks of fear? Why is it essential to know that God has given you a spirit of power, love, and self-control? How do each of these elements strengthen your faith to conquer your fears? And finally, Dr. Jeremiah describes faith as a process in which we move from knowing something true about God with our minds to believing that truth with our hearts and then trusting God with our burdens. Reflect on the burdens and fears that you face and, in an attitude of prayer, take time to apply truth to those fears. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a blessed day.